Hello, I'm Tim Cocker, and look, if you don't smile at some point during this episode of the Radio Academy podcast, you're dead inside, because you're about to hear some of the nominees and winners of the Young Audio Awards 2023. In fact, I'm going to liberally sprinkle them throughout the episode because it's a reminder, a lovely reminder of the pure enthusiasm, excitement, and the world of possibility that we felt, I certainly felt, maybe you as well felt, the first time you were sat behind a microphone or you were in a studio. George Butler is chair of the awards. He's also, by the way, head of commercial marketing at Bauer Media and breakfast presenter on Fun Kids. And despite that lengthy list of commitments, George still found time to reflect on the next generation of talent and, firstly, the genesis of the awards.
It started probably over 5 years ago now, 5 or 6 years ago, and it came about because we found out about loads of schools all across the UK getting involved in audio with their own school stations and projects. And not only are there primary and secondary schools with radio stations, but also there are so many young people under 18 who are getting involved with audio with either community projects and community stations, or now with the, you know, the ability to make audio anywhere, just projects at home, making radio shows and podcasts at home, be it on their own or with friends or in the classroom. You know, insane amount of talented young people out there involved in audio with a passion for audio. And I was working at Radio Centre at the time, who obviously represent commercial radio and do a great job of doing that. And with my former chief executive, Siobhan, we kind of thought, well, why don't we recognise this amazing talent? Why don't we kind of shine a light on the fact that young people are still really passionate and interested in radio and audio? And most importantly, brilliant people, brilliant humans are what make radio the success that it is, both on and off air. And that connection with people is just absolutely vital to everything that we do. So if we want to have a healthy radio and audio industry for many years to come, we need to make sure that there is this kind of future talent pool in place. And there are obviously many ways of doing this, but we thought the Young Audio Awards would be a useful addition to everything else that's currently in the mix.
Welcome to TH Radio. First, let's meet the team. I'm Uriah, and I'm here with
Ariane, Ellie,
Charlotte,
Frankie,
Henry,
Kelsey,
and George.
This term, we've been finding out about the rule of law. We've also been talking to different people who keep us safe. To start with, we interviewed each other. Our first question was, what is the difference between rules and laws?
Well, you normally think of laws as police and court, but when you think of rules, you think of, like, school rules.
So if you break a law, then you have a really big punishment. And if you broke a rule, then it'll just be a small punishment.
The change just in the world, I'm going to sound old now, from when I was a teacher, let alone since I was a young person myself, is just vast when you compare it to the world that my own children inhabit right now. So from your perspective, how do we win and engage this audience?
Well, yeah, I totally think it's a battle. I mean, you'd be silly to say that young people haven't got more media at their disposal than ever. I mean, when I grew up, when you grew up, we kind of had a few platforms, and now you've got the world, obviously, you know, in front of you on your phone or your tablet. So there is obviously a battle for attention that every single media channel faces. People are consuming audio in different ways. You look at some podcasts and some radio stations and what they do in the digital space in terms of, you know, combining their audio with visuals and you know, having really strong social media channels and kind of going viral on TikTok and, you know, presenting long form stuff on YouTube. So I think, you know, you have to adapt, you have to be flexible. And listen, we at Fun Kids still find this real connection with a really young audience, which is lovely.
Mixtapes and 808s with T.S. Michaels on your Wednesday afternoon. I've got the biggest tunes and all of the gossip that you need to get you through your lunchtime. So I'm going to start it off with Backstage Passes by ESTG and Jack Harlow. Now, when I tell you that Jack was the perfect choice for a feature on this song, I absolutely mean it. But my only question is, why did he not bring the same energy and all of these same bars on his own album? Because I know I wasn't the only one that was just a tad bit disappointed in what Mr. Harlow had to say on Come Home, The Kids Miss You.
and receiving all the audio from across the country, I imagine it must be really revealing about young people in the UK right now. So what conclusions can you draw from the Young Audio Awards 2023?
You know what? It's so interesting to kind of listen to a broad range of the entries, and especially the nominees, the kind of the diversity of the audio. So, you know, obviously some of the younger kids at primary school, they're doing some really kind of cute stuff, which is funny and nice, and they're getting involved in their local community and they're making funny jingles, and it sounds lovely. You know, it's brilliant to kind of witness the role that audio is playing in their kind of development in terms of their social skills, their communication skills, bonding. So that's a really nice thing that audio is doing. But you also look at it at the other end, and I've been listening to some of the kind of the older kids, and some of them are like ready to be on the radio. It's almost scary how good they are. And at that end of things, the scope of the topics that are being covered is remarkable. So there's a brilliant podcast called, I think it was called My Money Bank. It was all about money for young people and looking at, you know, savings and credit cards and mortgages and what it means for young people. Because that's obviously, to be honest, not an area that we're really taught much about. It was amazing to hear that. Equally, there was this brilliant news and current affairs series. There was this podcast all about innovation and exciting things in science and what's going on in kind of the development of our world from that point of view. There was a show which was all about diversity in music and playing music that you wouldn't necessarily typically hear on the radio. So there were all of these completely different shows, and nobody or very few of the nominees were trying to sound like what they hear on the radio. They were just trying to sound like themselves and create things that were interesting to them. So it was very inspiring to hear people just kind of follow their passions, and the audio was pretty mind-blowing how good it was.
Youth Choice Voice with Yama Mohammed, Stanley Thompson, Anusha Gledhill and Alex Short.
I want to talk about Goldman Sachs, which might not sound very interesting, but Goldman Sachs is a very large investment bank. And Goldman Sachs has been ordered to pay out $215 million, that's £170 million approximately, to settle claims that it discriminated against women, offering female staff lower pay and fewer opportunities.
Well, it's noticeable from the awards that it isn't just you that's inspired. The industry appears to have got right behind it as well.
We're super lucky, and it's also so important because kind of without the involvement of BBC and commercial radio, the awards wouldn't exist. I mean, they wouldn't mean anything either. I think, you know, for young people interested in getting into our industry, the links that we have are vital. That's the kind of the golden egg that they're chasing, and it kind of opens up the doors into them. So yeah, we're very, very lucky. BBC Sounds have been kind of a partner throughout. Bauer and commercial radio and News UK have been massive supporters, especially this year. And I think also we've been very, very lucky that so many presenters have been willing to give up their time, endorse and support the awards. And, you know, this year, for example, Jordan North and Tyler West hosted the awards. And it means a lot, I think, for the young people involved in the awards to kind of see their radio heroes and the biggest stars. And it takes it to a different level. And without their involvement, I don't think it would mean as much.
I told Otis about me getting diagnosed with PTSD, and Otis doesn't know what PTSD is.
So can you explain? I kind of do, but not really.
So PTSD is like when you've seen or had something done to you, and like your brain, every time you think of that, it just panics and like has a panic attack, sort of.
Yeah.
I've got to say, George, what I really enjoyed about listening to the audio was that these are young people that weren't constrained by formats or time convention, commercial pressures, all the things that we have to be aware of every day. They were just doing it for the love of it, and they were liberated by it. And equally, I've got to say, actually, to your credit, the awards ceremony that you masterminded with Sam Bailey, refreshingly creative in your approach there as well.
We had a lot of fun making it this year. We were slightly constrained for several reasons to do something a little bit different and not necessarily do a conventional award ceremony where we would have several hundred people in the room. So by doing a live stream, we were able to reach young people all across the UK. There's not high cost for people to kind of travel down to London. So there were kind of a number of reasons of why that was the route we wanted to do. And for the last few years, we've had really good success doing it and kind of doing something which was, I guess, a slightly more conventional award show. This year, we mixed it up a little bit, and we had, as I said, Jordan and Tyler kind of anchor the show, but we had these packages where each of our winners received a really fun surprise moment where they completely were not expecting to be greeted by a brilliant radio presenter who, you know, told them that they were winning, that they were winning the awards. So, you know, we had Jordan Lee from Kiss go and gatecrash a team meeting down in Torbay with Ocean Youth. We had Sam and Danny from Radio 1 surprise a Zoom call. We had Sam Thompson from Hits Radio announce live on his radio show to the winners who were listening that they've won their category. So lots of fun, like cool different things. And as you said, you can check them out on the Young Audio Awards YouTube and the Radio Academy socials. But I think the one which really was pretty special. We had a fantastic winner of the BBC Sounds Rising Talent Award for 12-15. They came into the studios. We were filming the awards at Bauer, and they came into the studios thinking they were coming for a bit of a studio tour and to kind of film a few bits as a nominee. So Jordan and Tyler kind of hid backstage. We had Daisy nominated for this award. She comes and stands in front of our Young Audio Awards filming stage, and I'm behind the camera saying, can you kind of give us your nominee's wave, your winner's face, your loser's face? We kind of had a bit of fun. We asked her to do her favourite impression and her winner's dance, and kind of halfway through the winner's dance, Tyler and Jordan creep up behind her. She turns around and is completely confused, obviously. Two radio stars right there in front of her. Tyler goes, read the autocue. And on the autocue, it says that I am a winner of a Young Audio Award 2023. And it was such a cool moment.
Is there something in the shot behind you? Sorry, I don't know.
Surprise!
Oh, my God!
How are you? We're Jordan and Tyler from the radio.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
You're
nice
really confused, you. Aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Why don't you just read what's up there on that screen right now?
My name is Daisy, and I am a Young Audio Award winner 2020.
Congratulations!
Go on, take a seat, take you a little seat. Chump.
All right, so how does it feel to be a Young Audio Award winner?
I'm so in shock right now. I did not expect that. It is amazing. Thank you so much.
Great Gemma Collins impression.
Oh, I loved it. We were cracking up back there. That was so funny.
Do you know what just popped in my head? How have you managed to keep this awards going? Bearing in mind it's still relatively new, and you've had to navigate the last few years when there were big chunks of time when kids weren't even in schools to be able to do audio initiatives, let alone, like I say, put this awards on at all. How challenging have things been?
The last few years have been really difficult. I think COVID and everything that's going on right now has made it tough. As for schools especially, to find the time and the resource and the people to kind of continue working in this area. And equally as well, you know, we found that partners, it's really difficult times. And there are some sponsors who have been amazing throughout the whole of the awards existence who really at the moment just couldn't justify the expenditure. And obviously it's such a tough market. So we're all very hopeful, you know, that's, we're going to kind of face a slightly more optimistic future over the coming months. And obviously, if there's anyone in audio, any organisations that might be wanting to support the Young Audio Awards, you know, it's completely like the Radio Academy. It's not for profit, but we do very much rely on sponsorship in order to exist and kind of cover the short costs that we have. So call to action. If anyone wants to get involved, please do support it. So that's the kind of the slightly negative side of it. But generally speaking, it's such a positive time for audio. We touched upon it earlier. You can really create without having to have thousands of pounds worth of kit, which means we're seeing more and more young people get involved, both in schools, but also at home, making their own projects and podcasts and radio shows. And it is really cool to see people just experimenting with audio, having fun with it, dabbling in it, seeing if it's something they enjoy doing. And that's what it's all about. Look, we're not trying to find, whilst there are some incredibly talented young people. The aim here isn't to find the next presenter to be immediately put on the radio. It's a happy byproduct if that's the case. The aim here really is to get young people enthusiastic about working in the industry and then opening the door for them to kind of develop their skills even further. So I just think recognizing that enthusiasm and the way that technology has opened that up is a really exciting thing. And I think hopefully it will mean an even better quality of people working in audio going forward, which I know obviously is, you know, there's a high bar set already.
It's out.
It's out now. Oh my God, it's been waiting for this forever.
It's been so long.
It's been so long since I've heard this. It's like music to my ears because it is.
Oh,
we're gonna have to play this straight away.
Straight away.
Oh,
enjoy
next,
this.
My girl, Isaac. Oh my God, I'm your biggest fan. Okay. Up next, My Girl by Zach.
Brilliant.
This is a lovely reminder, isn't it, to those of us lucky enough to work in this industry, that we're very lucky, because you can hear the passion of people that are aspiring to do the kind of things that we're able to and perhaps take for granted at times. So it's inspiring and important to nurture the talent that's coming through.
Well, 100%. And as we said already, we all know that people and humans are everything to radio, and that connection is why people turn to us. And I think listeners will continue to turn to radio as things kind of continue to become increasingly kind of technical and self-served. And I think that is our USP, and it probably always will be. So yeah, it is a no-brainer to invest in that and to ensure also that we've got a kind of a really vibrant, diverse, enthusiastic workforce that represent all different types of people, and that can come through kind of nurturing people at a younger age. So now is an even more important time than ever to continue supporting something like this, which kind of really does develop and kind of enthuse the future generation.
You're listening to the EPS podcast.
What is the podcast?
The podcast is when your parents can listen to it and it gets downloaded to their phones, so they can listen to it and enjoy listening to your stories and what you've done in your class. Bye.
There have been lots of school trips this term, and the Lemurs class reception went to visit a dairy farm where they made bread and met lots of cows.
First and foremost, congratulations to all the award winners and the nominees at the Young Audio Awards, and to George and the team for making it happen at all. And then also to George for then not putting his feet up and relaxing for a bit, which he would deserve, but instead chatting to you and I about it. So let's get behind it for next year and nurture the talent that will take our industry into the future. Now, speaking of the future, but not so distant, the latest networking event has just been announced. It's on the evening of the 31st of July in Birmingham. Some really interesting speakers and a chance to have a nosy round a new state-of-the-art creative hub and podcasting studio setup, a free drink as well, and a lovely crowd of folk to either catch up with or network with. And that is in addition to summer socials that are happening very soon in London and Leeds. All the details on the website, where you can become a member of the Radio Academy from just £3 per month.